Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Serious crimes in this state are being committed. There are people dying all over this state because of incompetent, you know, prosecutors that Lolita James could be overseeing, that Lolita James could be working with Kathy Hochul, the unelected ICE queen of New York, and you can actually remove some of these prosecutors. They are letting people out.
Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glen Legal Financial Guys. Ron Reinstein in studio with us. And this is the place where money meets politics. And I assure you, we will be all over the place today. We just have a ton of videos. I absolutely love videos. I don't know. They make me laugh. They make me cry. But we do manage money for a living. So if you need our help, use us as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS. And Medicare season. So don't forget about that. We've got AHIP certified Medicare reps. And the line is building up. I see already start to see people in the waiting room trying to get in for to set up appointments to get in. So make sure you use our team as a resource. Let's start with Florida, by the way. Our blessings go out to everybody. We're recording this on Wednesday morning, and I know Hurricane is moving in pretty quick. You never know where this is going to go, though, because the media are such sensationalists. They're such scumbags. You really can't trust them anymore. They say winds are 155 miles an hour. And then you find out, well, there was a one wind gust that got to 155 miles an hour. But you're starting to think, wait a minute, this tornado is coming in at 155 miles an hour. Now, I'm not trying to belittle any of it, because I know the water surges and the storm surges are absolutely brutal when these storms come in. But you just never know. I mean, how many times have we been through it where, I'll never forget, guys, we had a Las Vegas office. And our Las Vegas office was off of Las Vegas Boulevard in Flamingo, like right in the heart of the strip in the city there, right off of it. And I was watching the national news, and they were talking about flooding in Las Vegas. And they centered in on these people on a car. And so when I'm watching it in the office, because I happen to be in the office for the rainstorm, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, like Vegas has got to be 100% underwater. And I kid you not, I looked out. And I could see this one puddle with one car with three people on it. And I literally almost thought, you know what? It's live TV. I really should just go down there, walk through the water, grab them off the damn car, and bring them out.
How many videos have we seen like that over the past, right? So you've seen videos where the Weather Channel guys is, looking like he's bracing in the wind. And then you got people that just stroll by in the background. Right? Remember, you had one where the guy gets into the water and then walks out of the water when the shot gets wider, right? So we've all seen
There's Anderson Cooper. He got busted doing that, too. There was either a flood in the – I forget where it was, but – you're like, oh my God, there's devastation, there's destruction, there's people just walking right behind them. I mean, the U.S. So media has really become, was it Gulf War 1 or 2 with Baghdad Bob?
Baghdad Bob used to be
out there.
Yeah.
He's like, everything is all right, we're pushing back the American infidels. Yeah. And it's like, no, they're just monstering you and just dummying you. But everything's under control.
But in all seriousness, how do you know? Like, think about, not to get off on track, and I want to circle back in a second, but think about Ukraine for a second. I'm not on the ground there. I've seen pictures of war-torn areas. I've also seen pictures of war-torn areas that turned out to be ABC News using an air in Kentucky, right?
Yep.
But I've not been there to see that, so I don't really know. I've seen pictures where tanks are rolling through towns and buildings are crumbled, but yet I've also seen pictures of celebrities and movie stars and politicians very comfortably hanging out in the presidential palace or whatever they have over there, that with what's his actor, who's I'm sure soon to be one of the richest men in the world.
Oh, Zelensky with his baby gap tees.
Yeah.
Well, the other part, and that's a fair point too, Glenn. I mean, go back even to Gulf War One. What news I was going to say, but where's all the footage? We've had footage nonstop of any war, going back to the first, back to the 1990s.
That's right.
And now you're just seeing doctored stuff. Remember the ghost of Kiev?
Right.
And it was a guy that was probably 350 behind the seat of a fighter jet. I'm like, yeah, that seems a little suspect, but yet was it Kinzinger? He ran with that. And then everyone's like, no, that's just all made up.
That's a folk story. Getting back, though, you know, you talk about the weather in Florida. Now, my parents are in Naples. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. The eye of the storm is equal with them. So this is supposed to be the worst. He says about 80 mile an hour winds over there, a lot of rain. Trees are waving, but that's normal. It's nothing too
like
bad.
Like a January, so like, February, and like,
like a normal February. Exactly. And so it looks like Naples is going to be fine. When this thing slams into potentially Fort Myers or just north of there and Port Charlotte or up the coast further, it could be bad. But like you said, you never know. There's a couple of old adages that go back, I'm guessing, hundreds of years, right? That were repeated, and you know, these old sayings I just find fascinating. The older I get, the more I'm interested in history and sayings like this. There's two sayings, right? There's the Chicken Little saying, the sky is falling, right? There's a whole story about that. And there's the boy who cried wolf, right? These stories are around for a reason, right? And this, unfortunately, is what the media has done. With every single storm, it's the boy who cries wolf. And as a result, of course people are going to take things less seriously. You got the White House spokesperson talking about the FEMA person. You have an interview video you sent me.
We'll play that.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if people took it seriously enough. Well, you know, again, when everything is going to be an absolute disaster and the world is ending tomorrow.
It gets old.
There's a great video I have. It's edited, so they took out the swear words. I like the swear words. You love this guy, Mike. Don Pena, I think his name is. Talking about the loans for banks. He goes, you think a bank would give a 30 or 40-year loan if the world's ending in 8 freaking years? Like, he's a mess. And he's absolutely
he's talking about
right.
climate change. He goes, you know who figured out climate change is bullshit? The banks. Follow the money.
That's right. He's 100% right, though, right? But these mental midgets, as you put it, sometimes, like I said to somebody on Twitter, well, why did Obama buy Waterfront? Well, that's why they're so concerned about climate change, because they all own Waterfront property. I'm like, oh, you're a special kind of idiot.
Off the cliff in California, too.
Right. Let's play the scumbag media. Now, the gentleman handling this the best is DeSantis, and he's winning every single time. I want you to hear this, and then we'll play what actually the conversation was with the FEMA director, okay?
FEMA Administrator Chris Wells said today that she acknowledged concerns that Florida, as was said, lacks response to the storm so far, and that...
Whoa. Give me a break. That is nonsense. Politicizing, okay?
So the FEMA director said Florida lacks response, okay? Well, listen to the rest
of it. We declared a state of emergency when this thing wasn't even formed. We've had people in here. You've had counties doing. They've done a lot of hard work. And honestly, you're trying to attack me, I get. But, like, you're attacking these other people who've worked very hard. And so that's just totally false. I don't think we've ever, certainly since I've been governor, declared a state of emergency this early. We made sure that we were very inclusive with.
Now let's actually play what the FEMA director actually said about Florida. Okay,
we're all going to die.
Different. No. Well, she did say about warnings, but listen to what she says about specifically about Florida, right?
I'm very concerned with complacency. I'm curious. The president spoke to big leaders. First question to you is about complacency. The second is you've spoken to the governor of the state. Why hasn't the president yet? Or is there a scheduled call for the two men to speak? Obviously, is there the preeminent leaders of the country and of that state?
I do have concern about complacency. We're talking about impacts in a part of Florida that hasn't seen a major direct impact in nearly 100 years. There's also parts of Florida where there's a lot of new residents that have never experienced this type of threat. So my message to them is still take this very seriously, listen to your local officials, and those Floridians that have been through this before, help your neighbors.
So real quickly, because we're going to continue to play this, but that reporter was directly attacking DeSantis and his administration for not being prepared. Not saying that people are being, you know, hey, are they taking this serious? It's you, DeSantis. You and your cronies are not. Let me finish this. You and your cronies are not doing your job. Now listen to what she says about the communication with DeSantis.
Stop for a second? Yeah. The other thing too, there was a hurricane that went up the west coast of Florida back in 2016. What is she talking about?
This hasn't
happened in 100 years. You're full of shit. just went up 6 years ago. Then also, when my grandparents lived down there, I think it was 2001 or two, One went up the West Coast.
Yeah. Some of the worst hurricanes that have ever hit Florida have been in the 50s and 60s, by the way.
That one went up the West Coast that you referenced, Ron, was devastating. And they just ignored it. Like, there was no federal response to it.
No, of course not.
It didn't fit the agenda at the time.
No. There was sand all throughout New Jersey. Here, let's listen to what she says, though, specifically about, because this gentleman obviously it was a political attack against DeSantis, right? So what did this FEMA director really say about the communication with Florida?
For this, heeding the advice of your local officials is the most important. And as far as the conversation, the president directed me to contact the governor early on before we even did the declaration. I did that. My regional administrator is with the governor right now, making sure that we're understanding what the needs are, and our focus is on the current life safety needs that need to be met.
Can you describe just the level of communication with state officials? Have there been anything unusual or any challenges with that?
Have you had any problems, any challenges? They're hoping that DeSantis is not taking our phone calls. That's what they're hoping for.
I think the communication that we have had with the state officials has been excellent.
Excellent.
My regional administrator out of Region 4, Gracia Check, she is in Florida. She got there yesterday. She has been embedded at the state EOC working with the state emergency management director.
Our communication with the state of Florida has been outstanding. Right. It is excellent.
But what are they doing? What have they done? They've sent a government commissar. Seriously, they've sent one government commissar to hang out, to look over the shoulders of the state officials. That's what she said here. What is that government commissar actually doing in material assistance that the governor couldn't?
They're just reporting back.
That's all they're doing.
They're still trying to clean up freaking Katrina, right? My point, though, is that during this press conference, which is dirtbag reporter took way out of context, right? She said, our communication with the officials down in Florida has been excellent.
Right.
So this moron heard that as DeSantis is not calling anybody back and doesn't care about the people of Florida. Like, what absolute piece of crap.
Why would anyone expect Biden to get on the phone?
Right. Oh, yeah. He's afraid of DeSantis. He can't even have a conversation with Biden.
He can't even string a sentence together, this guy.
He's
just waiting for his tapioca pudding and ready to go to bed. and be like, hey, Joe, it's 2 o'clock bedtime. Okay.
He can barely string a sentence together. It's so pathetic to watch. It really is. I mean, it's.
To your point, he should absolutely be on the phone with the governor. And by the way, this is a great time to whatever. If you want to play your political crap, to show that you're a professional, right? I'm on the phone with DeSantis. Look, we don't always get along politically, but this is a major hurricane coming in.
They can't do it.
But do we have the clip dovetailing off of Biden where he said, get vaccinated as a storm is coming through.
Absolutely.
That's an old one, by the way. That's from last year.
If you're going through these things, and I mean, I went through a hurricane before too.
I've been through several.
You're wondering if your house is going to be there, your property is going to be there. Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
But go get your experimental gene juice.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
As
a tribute to you, we're going to play this.
You're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas. A vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated. Everything is more complicated if you're not.
Don't board up your windows. Don't get sandbags to make sure that the salt water doesn't fill up to your second story. Make sure you're vaccinated.
Did you see the guidance on nuclear attacks? No joke. Did you see the CDC put out guidance on their website? In the event of a nuclear attack.
6 feet, isn't it?
I think it's six feet and wear a mask. Yep. No joke. If you're sheltering with non-household members, then you should. Now, I don't know about you, but let's see.
What the hell difference does it make if they're household or not?
I mean, seriously. For survival rate from nuclear fallout, probably 20% survival rate, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Right? Survival rate from COVID, 99.7. Like, is that seriously a concern of yours when you've got. I mean, at that point, with nuclear fallout, in the event of that's the situation, this is something really bad has happened, right? Immediately, half the population, if not more, is gone, right?
That's right.
COVID, are you freaking serious?
Oh my gosh.
You know, are you going to be able to find food, water, non-contaminated areas? I mean, you're talking about the elimination of a huge chunk of the population, and you're mm-hmm. going to worry about something that now we know in hindsight had less of a death rate than the flu. Speaking of which, there's a great Fauci just continue to Rand Paul just continues to destroy Dr. Fraud Fauci in Congress. It's absolutely unbelievable. But anyway,
yeah,
there's no way Biden can call anybody at this point. He literally, did you see him leading the blind person? Where somebody else had to take over to lead the blind person.
Yeah. It almost looks fake. And then he just stands there lost.
It's so pathetic to see.
Does it almost look fake?
Oh, he says on 60 Minutes, watch me. And then the next day, he's seen on stage at the UN, like wandering around.
Not being able to figure out
no idea where to go. No idea what to do. He's lost. He is totally lost.
He's just garbage. I mean, you love to see it happen. I mean, just how they sold him and his family sold us down the river for pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
And to see it, it's just, it's great.
No way.
And I'm a Christian too, but I just see that. I'm like, you know what? You get what?
Yeah.
You get it.
It comes back around.
Yes.
Google Dolls in town this week. The Google Dolls, and as it's 99% of acts are, they're liberal, left-wing, whatever.
Flying around the private jets.
Mark Poloncarz says that he was going to have Google Doll Day or something in Buffalo. Yep. So he somehow talks him into introducing them. Well, he got booed, and so you know he got booed because the Buffalo News reported it. Which
did they
I cannot.
Really? I didn't see that article because, of course, I don't.
The Buffalo News reported it. Now we cannot find video of this.
What did
anywhere,
they say? What did the Buffalo News say? Do you have the clip of that? What they said? They just said he was booed, or was it?
Yep, they said. Let's see here.
That's awesome. We should send that clip to him.
They took it off because I don't pay for it, so now you can't see it.
So that clip, though, we got to go back and find that clip and send it to Mark Poloncarz every single day. Until he's gone.
Nobody can find the clip. Nobody's got that clip.
I don't need the clip. I just need the Buffalo News razzing about it. Because if the Buffalo News is reporting it, then, you know, it's that's what liberals are reading. So
who votes for him? You're at one of the Google Dolls. And was it Robbie Takec? He's probably one of the most liberal people literally in the city. I mean, he's a left winger. Socialism's great. Give me my, chocolate cake. But you're at a Google Dolls. Yeah, I mean, most of the people know their political views, right? Sure. At least Robbie took it. And they're still booing Poloncarz. Right. So who votes for this guy?
Nobody.
If you can't get a high five at a Google Dolls concert, you sure as hell getting one at any other concert. That's for sure, right?
They've sent out, 4.5, 4.5, 6 million unsolicited ballots have already gone out in the mail in New York State.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yep.
Those ballots are going to high rises in New York. You mean to tell me that somebody who can't figure out how to get motivated enough to get a job or hold down an actual self-support themselves. Do you mean to tell me these are the most civically minded people in the state that all show up? And think about Philadelphia. Philadelphia had 100% turnout in certain precincts in the city.
No way. No
way. Are you serious? You can't get people to turn out for 30% for their children and a school board election.
30%. Mm-hmm.
Right?
You can't 10? Get 5%.
Right? 5?
You can't
what
get
is
5.
It?
If you get a 10% turnout, Glenn, that is record turnout for
your
school
children.
Board race. Record turnout.
You're telling me welfare folks and people that live on subsidized housing are the most motivated, civically minded people in the state?
That's right. That's
no
right.
way.
That's right.
There's no way.
And this is the truth. Most of them haven't graduated from high school. They don't even know,
How about
the
east side of Buffalo, right? How about the east side of Buffalo? What's the unemployment rate in the east side of Buffalo? 30%?
60-something percent.
60-something percent, right? 60-something percent. Is that so they can make sure they vote? So they have the day off to vote? Is that what it is?
Well, wait, isn't it East Buffalo? I thought we had to
east Buffalo.
Change the name because that's really lifting them up.
East
that's
Buffalo.
Right. East side, East Buffalo. Solved. The unemployment rate amongst black males is over 60%.
60%. But they're so civically minded that they show up. And
vote.
In incredible numbers to vote. It's unreal. Like, there's no
Audit
way.
New York has already exposed the hypocrisy and the theft of all that stuff in this
state. There was just another recent video that I just played.
Where's
play
the Post,
video.
By the way? Where's the New York Post? I love the Post, but where are they? They're nowhere to be found. No. I have literally sent them multiple times. Here's the numbers for Audit New York. Jeez. Where are you? That's a breaking news story. Can't be found anywhere.
No doubt. There's a video I have. I don't know if I sent it to you or not. I probably did. Where they've again, you've got a guy like a homeless guy talking about how he went and collected ballots. It explains the whole thing. Like, well, how did you get these people to sign it? Well, we just tell them we're verifying their information. And then we once they sign it, then we go back and we actually check the box and vote for them and use it. Yeah, it's exactly what he said. He explained the whole thing. Let me find it here. Because this is very telling, right?
While you're bringing this up, we played this on the radio. Oh, you got it?
Yeah. This is this is an officer talking to – now, the person he's naming, these are actual, like, Democrat leaders, like the Democrat Party leader in this county and whatnot. This is absolutely shocking here.
They're paying you how much for each ballot?
Each time I get someone to sign, they give me someone off.
$200 per ballot.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, hold on a second. This guy was actually convicted of fraud back in 2000 and whatever it was, right? 2019, 2020. This guy was convicted of fraud. So he got busted. This is an officer with the wire interviewing this guy. This guy got busted. But the people he names are Democrat leaders. Like, this is what they've been doing, right?
And I'm thinking $200 a ballot. Wow, that's crazy money. But you think of what a campaign costs.
Well, $200 a ballot.
You're better off just counting the votes.
Wait. Are they reporting that money to the IRS?
Right.
That's the most important part.
Right.
Old people, 65 and older, you know. And
so 65 or older.
One day I got like $1,200.
$1,200?
Yeah, like 4 hours.
How much money did you make?
You know, I did for like 6 months, man. I had gotten a room at the Echo.
Now, this is down in Tarrant County. Four other ladies were also indicted for organizing this, right? They went out and they found, this is a homeless guy. They went out and they found homeless people to walk around with ballots, find seniors over 65, and trick them into signing the ballot, basically, right? Or whatever they did, but this guy was making $1,200 a day, so he's doing five, six, seven a day. He's on pace to make $60,000 in a year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing money, but...
To your point, by the way, I'm sure they're not paying taxes on it.
Who's funding it?
God forbid the FBI was doing their job and looked into it, right? And could grab the IRS, and then before you know it, you do bust some of these dirtbags, and you say, okay, well, wait, hey, look at, where did you get this from, and we're going to go back, like they would a drug dealer, right? I mean, that's how they bust drug dealers, is you're going to prison for a long time for tax evasion. You better start to step up, right? It's like dissolving the mob.
Yeah, it really is.
We didn't talk about this enough last week, but, you know, there's more corruption in New York State. This was our attorney general, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know we played this on the radio, but not on the podcast last week. But to me, this is incredibly important for everyone to take a step back and say, this is the attorney general of New York State. Now, the attorney general of New York State is supposed to be 1,000,000,000% in line with the law, right? That is your job. Your job is not to play political politics. And I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. You 1,000% have to be with the rule of law.
Before you play this video, think about what's going on now. We are in a post-constitutional America. The government is using their positions of power to intimidate and go after people. Mm-hmm. Now, Lolita James is going after Donald Trump because she suffers tremendously from Trump derangement syndrome.
That's right.
But the FBI just raided a guy's house who's a pro-life guy because he allegedly pushed a protester who was screaming in his 12-year-old son's face. I'd have knocked the protester out personally. Now, a civil lawsuit was thrown out of court. Charges they decided not to press charges, right? And yet 30 FBI agents are going to show up to intimidate this guy and point guns at his children. Things are out of control.
And 11 with this his stuff. Max sentence is 11 years if convicted, but all these pro-life clinics that just happened to blow up, that's okay.
They firebombed.
Don't forget to mention
in Buffalo
federal courthouses, like in Portland.
Right. Did they arrest the people?
Yeah, that's okay.
Did they arrest the people who firebombed the place in Buffalo on Delaware Ave? Did they arrest those? Find those people?
No.
Right? Can't find those people, huh? Right, spending all this time tracking down little old ladies who happened to be walked into the Capitol.
They walked into there; they were just by there.
Yeah,
right.
This is the FBI.
It's out of control,
and it's
bothered. But what Ray asks, which we'll play that video.
This is communism,
If you are at all, if you have 1/1600th of journalistic capabilities inside your body, your brain.
Yep.
That Ray Epps story is groundbreaking.
This is what communists do, though.
Shatters every ounce of hope I would have had for the FBI. No. Let's play.
They find a person and they investigate the person in search of a crime. That's what Lolita. Yeah. Think about what she says in this clip.
This is what
she
could do.
Yeah.
Yep.
To people who say, "Oh, I'm not going to bother to register to vote because my voice doesn't make a difference, or I'm just one person."
I say one name, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
We don't know what for yet, though.
Right, exactly.
We don't know what for.
So you're going to
find
him.
Something.
Why aren't you taking him to criminal court, though?
Why aren't you taking him immediately?
If there's a crime, first of all, the attorney general should not be allowed to go after people civilly. Okay.
Yeah,
attorney general to enforce the law. Right? Crimes, right? There's no crime here. We're going to sue him for the sake of we're going to sue him because we think he inflated his property values. Now, how are you going to prove that, right? What do you think your house is worth, Mike? I know what my house is worth. What my house is worth or my business is worth in my brain may not be worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. You never really
know.
Most of the time,
by the way.
Well, you never really know. Sometimes it's the opposite, right? Sometimes you go, that piece of property I own, it's worth $100,000 until Walmart comes along and goes, you know what? I really need that property. I'll give you $2 million for it. It's happened, folks. Right. It's happened to clients of ours, right? How much is that property that you have on Transit Road? I'd appraise it at maybe $100,000. Right, exactly.
I'll give you half a million.
Exactly, half a million. Yeah. What happens, a developer comes in, understands that there's a deal that's to be made with a big box developer, right? They buy the land for $1 million, then they turn around and flip it to a Walmart for $3 million, right? It happens, right? How do you determine what the value of a piece of property is until it's sold, right? It's the bank's job to figure that out.
That's how you determine. That's exactly how you determine, right? So Letitia James, who doesn't even know how to run a lemonade stand,
right,
has no right to talk about what real estate is worth.
No.
However, if a Donald Trump is going to go to the bank to get a loan, let me let you in a little secret, Mrs. James. The bank's going to find out what the hell the property's worth, because they're just not going to hand out $140 million for free. It's $144 million loan.
Right.
They're not going to go, Donald says we're the billion.
No problem.
This isn't Franklin Reigns, it's just going to be more money than he has to waste. At Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you could have got away with that kind of crap, right?
Right.
You registered Democrat, you can make $100 million, you can walk away, you should be in jail. That you can get away with that. I assure you, Donald Trump was not getting away with that.
No,
the bank is not allowing that to happen.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
When it comes to Lolita James, she is an absolute piece of garbage. There's no question about it. She's using taxpayer money, folks. She's using our money, right? It's not her money. She's using our money to go after a private citizen that she has nothing on. So she's going to waste our money. She's going to waste Donald Trump's money, right? And unfortunately, serious crimes in this state are being committed. There are people dying all over this state because of incompetent, prosecutors that Lolita James could be overseeing, that Lolita James could be working with Kathy Hochul, the unelected ICE queen of New York, and you can actually remove some of these prosecutors. They are letting people out. I mean, think about the people that
DeSantis is
all
doing
across the country, not just in New York. Think about the North Dakota killer, the left-wing killer that ran somebody over.
DeSantis is removing him. He's doing exactly what you need to do. You're a George Soros-backed dirtbag. Get the hell out.
We're
coming down to get you.
Like,
get out.
Remember, we had to empty prisons out 2 years ago because of that pesky little germ.
Yep, that's right.
So
they had to be free.
And here we are.
Wasn't that great?
They had to be free.
Anybody with a brain. Look, if you listen to this as a Democrat, I want you to think back to COVID. They said we have to let the prisoners out so they don't spread COVID. Now, could you imagine being that freaking stupid to go, that's right.
That seems right. That's all right. Yeah.
They're going to report to the probation officers.
I don't know.
Aren't they individual cells?
Following the law.
Aren't they six feet apart anyways?
That's right. Maybe there's two in a
they
cell.
They stuffed your grandmother into a nursing home with other COVID people, right? They stuffed COVID-positive people into nursing homes, stacked them like cordwood, had desks left, right, and center, kept the family out so that you didn't know what was going on, right? Then you blamed it on the aides and the nurses as opposed to Governor Cuomo, who you should have blamed it on, right? And and then you let out the prisoners because, God forbid, they don't have, people can visit
them.
You
can't make this stuff
up.
Over 30,000 people in assisted living nursing homes are dead.
Right.
But we can let out the shitbag felons.
Did they collect them back? Did they go back and get them, Ron?
No.
You know? Did they go back?
No.
And they turned themselves back
them
in there, right? They showed back up on their, for the court date?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It got like just what was going on with the whole – it got like with Cuomo, and this is just stuff that I happen to know. Remember, he came out – I forget if it was maybe in April, and he's like, I'm going to make sure that my men and women in the police are safe, and like the state police, like they're not going to do anything unnecessary. There was a call that day – to commanders of various troops around the state saying, I want everyone out writing tickets.
Yeah.
So, again, like, it's just people, I mean, again, it just, it's aggravating because all this stuff, like you said, like, if we're 2 years into this,
2.5
15 days to flatten the curve is now almost 1,000 days.
They're going
to
come back with masks. You watch. They're going to come back and talk about masks. Will. It's coming. It's coming when the surge happens
and
this fall.
The whole thing.
They're going to talk about lockdowns and masks again as if it worked. Ron, you weren't on before. You were. Mike and I were talking before we actually started the podcast. But you know a lot of people, right? I know a lot of guys. You know, a lot of, I got a fishing group, hunting group, and a lot of people, right? I don't know a single guy that has their nipples pierced. And it's, now I'm 50, right? Now think about Governor Cuomo, right? I had this image this morning.
And how old
why
is he?
This
Governor's got to be 60, right?
60, you think,
he's got to
right?
be 60 years old?
Yeah, this horrible image of Governor Cuomo in that white shirt with the nipple ring showing just popped into my brain this morning. I started off on the wrong side. I was like, oh,
that
geez,
is. You had some funky
driving
coffee,
to work,
man.
I'm like, oh. I don't know why.
But that's the other part of it, too, is they probably will do that. But even I said this to our group chat. The new improved clot shot, no one's taking it.
No.
Less than
1%.
People get it now. People get it
now. And now Pfizer, again, the veterinarian CEO, he tested positive yet again for the second time in 40 days.
There's no
for Fauci flu.
But now the
but
CDC.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now they want to scare the shit out of people more. And you know there's still more dummies left to pump this crap into.
They've admitted.
And that's what they're going to go for.
The CDC has admitted now that the vaccine, the chance of getting sick is the same, the chance of transmission is the same, the chance of being hospitalized is the same, the chance of death is actually lower in the unvaccinated than it is in the vaccinated, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. I'm not saying it's, you know, there could be that, you know, how unhealthy people got more, older people got more of the vaccine, whatever. But but the point is that there's been no, demonstrable evidence that shows that there's been any sort of effectiveness, and people get that. People are not quite as dumb as they want to think that they are. So people are like, why?
But that's why they
want to
go
no
after
benefit.
Us hard again.
Well,
because
think about
you
this.
Know that.
Well, it worked.
That's exactly it. It worked.
They were able to steal the election.
That'll be the reason.
Then,
that
well, it's
they,
not even to steal election. It's a grift.
That'll be the reason.
I mean,
that they
this
have the
dummy
mass
in the White House, he negotiated with Pfizer and Moderna for, I think, double the price of these shots.
How about this from a blast in the past? Let me play this real quick. You'll love this one. Did I send this to you, Mike? You're going to love this.
Free fries when you get vaccinated?
The video's even better. Remember that?
There was beers, too.
Your delicious fries? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
But there's also a burger element to this? Let me check with Bill.
Oh, again, you cannot make this stuff up, folks.
Free fries,
right?
I mean, the burger element.
Free fries is too
much. But I'll tell you what, where it worked was their base, lunatic left-wing nut jobs, all said, hey, look, put your face diaper on. Yeah. Many of them are still wearing the face diaper, right? Where they knew it worked was the divide amongst conservative families.
Sure.
And it wasn't that families didn't agree on how stupid this was. They just said, oh, one spouse said don't fight, and the other did.
Right,
And the divide happened. And it happened in my house. I can tell you, my wife a bunch of times said, please wear the mask. I'm not wearing the mask, right? Yeah. We were having a divide. Mike, I don't believe in it. I think it's stupid, but I don't want you to get a fight when we walk into Tops. So guess what? I'm getting in a fight when we walk into Tops, right? And then we're on the way out the door walking, getting in a fight, right?
Yeah.
They divided. They did it with school districts, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, little Billy, this is his last basketball game, and you're going to ruin it. Yeah, but you told me to fight, and you were proud I was fighting. I was, but not for little Billy's last basketball game. Wear your face diaper and go in just so Billy can play his last basketball game. Yeah, but if we don't fight for Billy's last basketball game, no, we can fight for the next one. Yeah, but the next season is baseball, and those people are going to tell me the same thing, right?
Right.
The divide was so apparent, and it wasn't amongst their base.
Same thing
their
with
base
the
was holding hands, strapping the diaper
Same thing with the vaccination, right? I mean, the families were destroyed, right? Some family members are no longer talking to others. Like, the family members that have the vaccinated group and the unvaccinated group now, they don't talk because the vaccinated group refused to allow the unvaccinated group over. I mean, it's sick.
They're not talking because they're dead from this shot.
Well, I mean,
the life insurance tables have shown it. Like, the companies
big
of
time.
The mortality.
Yeah.
And then,
big time.
Well, that report, by the way, that update was September 23rd. So that update was recent. Mm-hmm. September 23rd, just last week, vaccination status no longer used to inform source control. No longer a factor in anything as far as.
And then there's also like how they're also still reporting like the body count. And I say that in quotes because we know again, like there's still the financial aspect that's tied to this.
Yep.
And this was like from Milwaukee out in Wisconsin, and some of the death certificates have been released. A 98-year-old that was gunned down in their prime.
Right.
Cause A was COVID-19.
Cause
so
A.
That counts as a COVID.
Not the they would have died anyways, right?
But no, no. But then the other part there too, congestive heart failure.
They were going down.
Next one, 85.
Did the bullet hit him in the heart?
Yeah.
So he shot in the heart. And yeah. But so he was on his way out from COVID. I'm assuming he was on a gurney at the time on the way to the hospital on a ventilator. Yeah, I mean, when he was
and then
shot?
Here's another one that was a male, age 80, complications from Fauci flu, but other causes of death, Parkinson's, COPD, diabetes,
Jesus.
Metastatic prostate cancer. Holy shit.
Jeez.
COVID got
can't
another
make it
one.
Up.
My
make
favorite
it up.
Was the hot, was the motorcycle accident in Florida. This was in Orlando.
Oh, yeah. I-95.
His brains are scattered over 95. Nope,
seriously.
COVID.
They reported the guy's
then there was
COVID
another
death.
One, too, down in Florida where I think he got, it was a homicide by a gun. And like, no, it's COVID.
Ugh.
It's like, wait a minute.
We
this
saw
dude
that
just
here.
Got shot in the chest 5 times. I think that was the bullet. It's not COVID.
Yeah, we saw that here, by the way, folks. So for those of you that say, oh, you're just pulling articles out. These are not.
No,
we saw
it was here.
In
no,
our yeah. practice here in Western New York, here. There was nobody that died of COVID. We did have some people in the beginning that had a very tough case of COVID. So we never said, oh, COVID wasn't real. In the beginning, and I'm saying the first 4 weeks we had some tough cases. We didn't have anybody die of COVID. We did have people die of the shot, though. Absolutely
yeah, no
die of the shot.
It.
Family members right. walked in with the death certificate. I said, oh, my gosh, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. We had the shot, and they were gone a week later. We mm-hmm. had the shot, yeah. and they were gone 2 weeks later. We had the shot, and they were sick within 30 minutes. Within an hour, they were in the hospital, and 5 days later, we lost them.
Yep.
Everybody that came in with the COVID death certificate, I said, did they really die of COVID? No, they had pancreatic cancer. Their liver was failing.
We had several clients that died because they refused to treat them for what yes. was going to kill them because
disgusting.
They tested positive for COVID. Not even that yep. they had symptoms of COVID, not that they were sick, but they said, well, we did this test before your surgery that, you know, like to remove your infected appendix, and you tested positive for COVID, and so we're going to have to delay your surgery, and then client dies. That happened, folks, yeah. multiple yeah. times. And I, you know, it's so sad when you know somebody could have been saved, but they,
yep.
but the,
there's a lot of
how is
that
a doctor? Let
saved.
Me tell you something. How is a doctor? A lot of the, I'm surprised that we don't have more doctors that have resigned. I'm telling you what, if I were the doctor and you're telling me as a bureaucrat administrator that if you don't follow the COVID protocol and I'm looking at you saying, well, this patient's going to die unless I give the procedure that he needs COVID or not. And you say, if you give the procedure, you lose your job. I give the procedure, I save the patient, you fire me, I sleep at
yep.
night, right? So you,
and I see
at
the
some
shit
point,
out of you.
At some mm-hmm. point, all of us are going to have to face whoever that is, whether it be
yep.
at the pearly gates or whatever that's going to be. You're going to answer to a higher power someday. All I can say for me personally is I want to look whoever in the eye and say I did the right thing no matter what. And I'm telling you, yep. there's a lot of doctors out there, sadly, that could all they can say is I did what they told me to do. That's not doing yep. the right thing. Doing what you're told to do is not doing the right thing. And I'll tell you, those that don't believe me, go and read Ordinary Men. It's early Nazi Germany. You know, it talks about the recruitment of ordinary people and what they had those ordinary people do to exterminate babies, elderly, anybody that was, you know, considered to be a Jewish or not a protected class. And it wasn't just the Jews, but that was predominantly the case. Well, bakers, right? Cobblers, you know, dressmakers. These are, you know, tailors. These are people that they recruited. And now here's a gun. You're going to execute these people. Okay, no problem. Where do I start? Mm-hmm. Everybody fell in line, right? It's crazy. Doctors, I had to say it, did the same thing. How many doctors were threatened by administrators that just went right along with whatever they told them to do? And that's what yeah. we talked about this with Obamacare. Remember we said this, worst thing you could do is let the government get between your doctor and the patient. Now, the doctors have very little. In California, they've actually put forth a piece of legislation to criminalize doctors for going against whatever the state-approved norm is. And that's what we have now. We have state-approved, government-sanctioned, you know, and oftentimes it's been completely wrong. If they were right all the time, if the government was, man, they're spot on, boy, everybody else was wrong. But they're not. How many times has the CDC done an exact opposite flip of what the, now ivermectin is an okay a treatment on the CDC website. Yeah. Well, looky there, right?
Still holding the face diapers though in 6 foot. Now it's just for a nuclear.
Oh, just a nuke. Just in case you get nuked. Yeah, crazy. Anyway,
just in case you get nuked. Let's switch gears here for a second. We'll talk a little bit about the insurrection. And this is Ray Epps, and people are still asking questions about where this guy is. This is amazing because it's so blatant. Ray was an FBI agent that was escorting people into the Capitol.
He was directing them towards it, yeah.
If you were to watch a movie and you'd say, wow, this happened in America. This was an FBI agent. We have him on videotape, but I want you to listen to this, folks. Escorting people in, but we did nothing about it. Nobody's asking any questions. Dateline's not doing any stories on it. CNN couldn't be bothered, right? We live in Buffalo. I always say 247. Nobody picks a story up? Nobody? Nope. Nobody's asking questions as to where this guy is?
Right here is what this is.
Yeah.
We have a video to show if we could start that.
Get back tomorrow. I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
We need to go in to the Capitol.
Ray Epps.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
FBI agent.
Well, I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail for it. Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
No, they're saying.
Fed.
Smart people.
Yep.
Because the other thing, too, is...
Okay, Bob,
spread the word, he's saying.
This is a different video.
As soon
video
as the
now.
President's done speaking, we go into the Capitol.
Now,
that's
this
what
is a different video
Epps,
now.
FBI
switching, yeah.
agent.
Yep.
Yep.
Go
as
this
soon
way.
As the president is done speaking. Yep.
The
Yep, he's organizing and rallying.
This
people.
Is unreal.
And he wasn't alone.
Unreal.
Well, that's the thing. All the people that this stopped to steal, all those organizers.
Well, we
including this guy. Has anyone been arrested? The answer is no.
They don't even question him.
They now
it's not just him. It's other people.
Oh, yeah.
The guy like that stopped to steal. Like, there's so many things that propped up. But if you're an 85-year-old grandmother,
yeah.
Oh, they're busting down your door and taking your ass to jail.
They claim that the Oath Keepers, that I don't know much about this group, but this particular group that they call the Oath Keepers, they say planned, and they were the ones that were planning on going into the Capitol and whatnot. And just what they just uncovered, huh? Wouldn't you know it? That I don't know. More than half of the Oath Keepers are actually FBI agents. Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
And so once again, had it not been for the planning,
immediately.
Right? The planning,
I forget his name,
the organization, the material support, all of that, blueprints, plans, all of that supported, funded, and figured out by the FBI. Well, wouldn't you know, just like Michigan, just like Garland, Texas, just like repeat here, over and over. How many times do we find out, the FBI knew of fill in the blank of the shooter here. The FBI knew of the Vegas shooter. The FBI knew of the Pulse nightclub shooter. Not only did the Vegas, the FBI know the Vegas, the Pulse nightclub shooter, the father was a former FBI informant of the guy, for God's sakes. I mean, look, in Vegas, the FBI allows a material witness, his girlfriend, after having wired $100,000 out of the country to fly out of the country. Are you out of your mind? I mean, all of these questions, there's the FBI. Look, I don't care if you're a Democrat. The sad thing is the Democrats, Antifa, and these useful idiots are out there cheering it on. Yay, go after them. What they don't realize is that as soon as they're done with us, they round up you next, you morons, right?
Yep. Yeah.
You go to the gulags
you up first,
next.
Actually. Now you're first. You're first.
I mean, seriously,
you're disposable. You're disposable.
It's crazy.
Right? Ask Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, exactly. But
all right, guys, let's round up here a little bit. The market's been pretty choppy. Obviously, very, very choppy.
Not according to Biden.
And we do
records.
We
records
do manage
for
strongest
for
economy ever.
I'll tell you, it's the fourth worst start. I know the year's almost over, so it's been an entire year. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, when we start out bad, we have a recovery in the latter half of the year. not the case here. We're starting out of there's only been four other times where the markets have started out this crummy.
Yep.
It doesn't look like it's ending the year really strong. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We've got a few months to go here, No, you're good.
We're going to come into a very interesting time where bad news is going to become good news, and that's coming pretty soon because the bad news will mean that the Fed will likely not raise rates as much. The bad news will be in the form of lower demand and the Fed overdoing it, which will cause a substantial pullback in inflation, which will actually be a positive for certain stocks that have been way beaten down. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities in this market, but you are going to come into that period of time where it's going to be very odd, where like the markets go up, it goes up on bad economic news because of those
reasons.
Which is coming.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what I was saying, like with a couple of people as well. It's like when they announce, you know, we have three now consecutive quarters of declining GDP. Well, how are you going to define that? How are you going to try to redefine that?
Right.
And I mean, we've already, you know, retailers have come out, Walmart and Target, they've burned inventory because they're like, we're not seeing the demand. And again, Walmart is, you know, a very cost efficient place to shop. Apple just slashed demand last night, you know, during, I think it was like 11, 12 o'clock when I read that.
Yeah.
So we know that this stuff is coming. And just like you said, it does create value opportunities that are out there. It's just being patient. It is picking your spots.
Yes.
And it's not going to cash because, you know, you go back to even 2 years ago in 2020, we didn't get a memo on March 23rd that everyone's, you know, institutional buyers and everyone's done selling off as the market hit 32% to the down.
Yeah.
Because the world was going to end again over this stupid germ, which wasn't the case.
Same thing in March of 2009, to your point. And by the way, the fear levels in the market right now, as one of our CFAs, Peter Nielsen, has pointed out, are equivalent to March of 2009. So you think about that. March of 2009, we're talking about General Motors going bankrupt. Yeah, right. We're talking about Merrill Lynch going bankrupt. Bear Stearns. Right. I mean, that was an unbelievable. We're talking about the banking sector. Yeah. Just almost totally collapsing, right? The fear levels in the economy and the markets right now are equivalent to that. And that's pretty amazing.
And that's the thing is with the Fed intervention, if you go back 14 years ago, and remember, that was the whole moniker. It's going to simulate the economy. It's going to simulate businesses, blah, blah, blah. All it did was enhance asset values from our properties, stocks, you name it. And no jobs were created.
No.
The only jobs that were created under Obozo were government jobs. Then you actually saw private sector outweigh the government. When we actually had, you know, somewhat of a competent leader in Trump, and now, you know, this idiot, the only thing he's created, even we also know too, like I'm going to go off on a tangent, the Bureau of Labor Statistics and how they're counted, like they're counted two different ways.
Yeah.
You're double counting jobs. And then I think it was the July report where, and I give Charles Payne a lot of credit because not a lot of media actually will say this stuff. And he came out and he said, people are missing the whole part there where the amount of individuals that are working multiple jobs.
Yeah.
Is the highest ever. That's because it's about survival.
Right.
It's about putting food on the table. It's about paying your bills.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can't.
But as it goes, and that's the thing, is we're looking at with the market, there will be buying opportunities that have come.
Yeah, and you're already seeing them out there. It's funny. I went through a list of just some of the Dow stocks in my portfolio. Some of these companies are trading at 9x earnings, 10x earnings.
Right.
You know, those are good prices, man. They get cheaper. These companies got a lot of cash on hand. They're going to start scooping up some deals out there.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, wait a minute. Why is America? Even during COVID, remember? I mean, they were literally shutting down.
Yeah.
Shutting down restaurants. Shutting down gyms. Shutting down, you know, sporting events and all this stuff. And and all of a sudden, the market starts to go higher. And you go, how in the world could that possibly be? It was pre-anticipating better days.
Absolutely.
I think November is going to be a big red wave.
Huge.
I think I have been more optimistic than ever in this country. We are moving. Literally moving in the right direction.
It's the world.
Moving out of New York, moving out of California, moving away. And I say this to all our Florida folks down there. We have a Florida office. And 2 years ago, they said, you're going to send all those New Yorkers down and they're going to ruin our state. And now I say, you're welcome, you sons of bitches. Because you took all our good New Yorkers. And you know what? Florida was a blue state.
Yeah.
More Democrats than not anymore. Not anymore. Yeah. 2 years ago, more Democrats than Republicans. Not anymore. And the Republicans that have moved down, they're getting involved. They're voting the right way. And they're making that state redder than ever.
No question.
And guess what, folks? It's now worth more than New York in a federal election. It's worth more.
But you look at the elections around the world, like Italy, and
huge.
It's huge, right? I mean, the world is saying, the world is rejecting this. Every single person in the world that calls this new woman president in Italy, you know, fascist, and the new Mussolini. Yeah. Those are the people that are the useful idiots or the evil ones that are pulling them on the strings. They know.
Well, Italy's had decades of trouble, decades of left-wing nut jobs running in the Italian government basically. This is a big deal. Huge, that's a huge deal.
But that's the tradecraft operation there. It's like they're calling out what even our actions are, saying like, you're a fascist, you're this, you're that. It's like, well, no, wait.
But the world is really rejecting that, to your point, Mike. The world is rejecting that. The country's rejecting
and the
that.
The country's
moving right. Let me play just a couple real quick clips before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
This is Biden. They literally live in an alternative universe. They really do. They live in a because he says this, Karine Jean-Pierre will repeat it, the media will report it, and then morons will read it, and then when you have an argument with them, they have a different – it's their truth is different than what the actual truth is. It's nuts. Here's Joe Biden on the stock market.
The stock market, the last guy's measure of everything, is about 20% higher than it was when my predecessor was there. It has hit record after record after record on
what
my watch.
Can I like drop
what was
like
$6 trillion since President Biden took office?
So we've lost $7.6 trillion in value in the stock market since he's taken office. Thousands of businesses and jobs have been destroyed. And he's patting himself on the back because somebody's whispering in his ear that, Joe, you're doing a wonderful job, buddy. You're doing a wonderful
job. And the layoffs haven't even started. Actually, the layoffs have started.
Yeah, they'll get worse,
And that's going on. But the market has erased all value.
Yeah.
Since this moron was installed almost 2 years ago.
Yep, absolutely.
But you're right, buddy. It's appreciating.
Well, they're not going to win that. When you look at the market, that hits the everyday. Look, it hits the middle class the most right now because those are the folks that have a 401k plan and no longer have a pension, right? The very wealthy have millions of dollars, and I can tell you what they're doing. They're reallocating right now. They're being patient. They're buying stocks cheaper. They'll come out of this even bigger, better, and stronger like they always do. The middle class, who is 1,000% dependent on every penny in that 401k plan, is looking at that 401k plan right now going, this isn't good. And then they're going to fill up their truck, and they're saying, this sucks too, right? There's no way. There's no way we don't have a red wave come November, right? And we've got the biggest thing I've said, though, the biggest thing with this administration has been that open border. That is an absolute tragedy for decades to come, from fentanyl to criminals. We've had thousands of criminals that we're aware of, right? These are people with criminal records. These aren't even the new people who are here that haven't been caught over there but have intent to commit a crime here, right? These are not good people. This is not a good base of folks for the United States of America. I will say, though, Build Back Better, you know, when you look at the original version of Build Back Better, here's what I've been telling my clients about Build Back Better. So if you guys went to Chautauqua Lake and my dad was there, as soon as you walked in, he'd say, can I make you guys a drink, right? So my father would make you guys a mixed drink that hair would grow on your feet. You'd be like, oh my God, I don't know if I can drink this, right? Now, if my wife was to make you a mixed drink, it would be really, really weak, right? You could barely taste it. So Build Back Better started out as a Steve Lomas drink and is now an Amy Lomas drink, right? Because it's been watered down thanks to folks like Joe Manchin. But still, to me, that biggest concern is that open border, because you can't fix that, right? And we're not going to go back. We always do this, right? The Republicans say they're going to round up the illegal immigrants.
Well, they try.
Here's their plan, is to not spend more money. That's not to cut agencies, not to do the right thing, right? So let's see. Maybe if we get a DeSantis, and that's what I've been so proud and happy to see DeSantis, because he has been such a no bullshit guy, and he's actually been getting stuff done. Oh, you're going to riot and start smashing our buildings? Guess what? I'm going to immediately pass some legislation that says if somebody puts a bullet in your head, it's your fault, not their fault. Guess what? All stopped. Oh, you're going to shut down commerce? You're going to go out on Interstate 95 and stand there and shut down the street? Guess what? I'm going to immediately pass legislation. If they run you over with a semi and your goddamn head ends up in the freaking radiator, it's your fault, not theirs. Guess what? I don't think we're going to hang out on the thruway anymore, right? Oh, guess what? You're a Soros-appointed judge and you're a piece of crap letting garbage criminals out? Guess what? We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to do a rally over. I'm going to go down there and get your ass out of office. That is cool stuff, man. That's what the country needs as far as leadership goes. We'll see it. We'll see where it all ends up. I would do anything to see him as president, man, because that's the kind of Trump. I loved it. He was a big talker. He did not dismantle any of these agencies. The whole entire swamp came back to bite him in the ass. And we need somebody who's strong enough to just say, you know what? We are going to get rid of these judges. We are going to get the Department of Education. Bye-bye. Gone. Gone. We don't need you. You Democrats, you can spend the next 30 years trying to rebuild it. It's gone. We'll see where it happens. All right, you guys want to wrap that up? We'll wrap up here. Make sure you catch us on Saturday. We will we'll be, of course, on iHeartRadio and all the – catch us on our website, by the way, for all that content, thefinancialguys.com. If you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our Medicare team. It's Medicare season. We have AHIP-certified Medicare reps. Our home and auto division, we can shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy, a liberal could do it. So give us 14 minutes, let us shop over 25 companies. And, of course, managing money, we understand it's tough times. We get to work with people Monday through Friday that think like us. Use our team as a resource. If you want to make sure your portfolio is diversified, are you rebalancing? Are you taking advantage of this volatility? Now's the time to check and get a portfolio x-ray. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Ron Reinstein, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I know you'll be on the radio with us coming up in the next few weeks here. Mike Lomas, Bumwiggle. We'll see you next week. Oh, 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 oh.